proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson in Jewish belief. We have been looking at Jewish false messiahs throughout the course of history. Beginning in the 13th century, a number of messianic claimants arose from the Kabbalistic movement. The Kabbalah, which literally means that which is received, the Kabbalah arose from an attempt to understand the connection between an infinite God and his finite creation. The writings developed from this system constituted a foundation for Jewish mysticism. In a future lesson, we will explore the nature and influence of the Zohar, the chief book of the Kabbalistic movement. Abraham ben Samuel Abulathia, the first of the Kabbalistic false messiahs, came from Zaragoza in Spain. In his youth, Abulathia traveled to Israel in search of the 10 lost tribes. Afterwards, he settled in Capua, Italy, where he studied philosophy and delved into Maimonides' book entitled Guide for the Perplexed, another book we'll look at in a later lesson. Upon his return to Spain, Abulathia began receiving visions, one of which contained the messianic theme. He delved into the book called the Sefer Yetzirah, that is, the Book of Creation. The Sefer Yetzirah was a medieval text which relied upon interpreting Hebrew letter combinations as a means of uncovering purportedly hidden truths contained in the text. Abulathia later traveled to Rome in response to a mystical voice he claimed to hear. He traveled to Rome in order to, in his words, convert the current pope. Though that pontiff threatened to capture him and burn him at the stake, Abulathia nonetheless set out upon his journey. When he arrived at the city of Syriano, he learned about that pope's recent demise. Afterwards, Abulathia journeyed to Messina in Sicily. There, he proclaimed himself as a prophet and as a messiah. Members of the local Jewish congregation in Palermo opposed those claims. They wrote to Rabbi Solomon ben Abraham ibn Adret in Barcelona. That rabbi took their side. As a consequence, Kabbalistic doctrine no longer appeared in the curricula of Hebrew schools located throughout Spain. Abulathia authored a number of books, only 30 of which survive at present. Several of these tomes described how a Jew could experience a prophetic calling from God. Abulathia also penned a number of prophetic books containing supposed revelations of the latter days. Such works depicted the process of inward spiritual deliverance rather than liberation from external foes, something that Jewish people had been looking for in the Messiah. The writings of Abulathia heightened the mysticism inherent in his belief system. He emphasized an understanding of the names of God as a means of grasping the concept underlying the unification of human and divine. Moreover, he recommended the employment of certain techniques, such as breathing exercises, as a way to enhance such mystical experiences. In his later books, Abulathia introduced a multi-level procedure for understanding divine revelation. The literal interpretation of a passage constituted its basic meaning. Each verse also contained what could be termed an allegorical understanding. Beyond that, Abulathia further advocated analyzing the separate Hebrew letters that form the words of the text in order to draw out a passage's secret meaning. Evidently, he did not believe God's claim in Deuteronomy chapter 30 that the secret things belong unto God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish belief.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.